kwalificerende luistertoets Engels A2, versie G. Je gaat luisteren naar een gesprek tussen Gregory en Louise. Ze kennen elkaar van vroeger en zijn elkaar weer tegengekomen. Ze praten elkaar bij in een restaurant en een bioscoop. Maar er gaat iets mis. De opname is opgedeeld in fragmenten. Na ieder fragment hoor je het nummer van de vraag. Lees voor het luisteren de vraag en de antwoordmogelijkheden. Luister dan naar de opname tot je het nummer van de vraag hoort. Kies het juiste antwoord. Lees in de korte stilte daarna de volgende vraag en de antwoordmogelijkheden. De toets begint nu.
Hello, welcome to Sullivan's. Here are your menus. The special today is roast chicken with salad. It's really good. I had it for lunch. But first, can I get you anything to drink while you look at the menu?
Thank you. I'll have a Coke, please.
And I'd like a glass of white wine.
Okay. I'll be right back with your drinks, and then I'll take your order.
Thank you. What a lovely place. I like the paintings on the wall, and the red chairs look nice too. The waiters are also friendly. I like it when waiters take the time to help their customers.
Yes, me too. There is a new manager that has made this a much better place, and as you can see, it has already become really popular.
1.
I was once a waitress in a restaurant too, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes. I love restaurants. I often have dinner at restaurants because I love wine and food and talking to people who want to know more about food. But you have no idea how hard it is to work in a restaurant. At the end of the day, I was so tired that my legs always hurt. And I had a lot of back problems too.
Oh, that doesn't sound very healthy.
2.
What kind of work do you do now, Louise?
I'm a singer now.
Oh, that sounds like fun. How did you become a singer?
Actually, I was quite lucky. I was a waitress at a restaurant. There, the guests paid for dinner and a show with singing and dancing. Then one night, the singer was ill and there was no one who could sing except me. Because I had worked there for so long, I knew all the songs. So they let me sing, and they liked it. That's how I became a singer.
Wow, lucky you. That even sounds like a story from a film.
Actually, it is a story from a film. I was only joking.
What? Okay, well, tell me the real story then.
3.
You believed me. Well, all right. I actually began to make money playing in shows. That was after I had studied singing for 4 years. Maybe you've heard of Marilyn Monroe and Mary Poppins? Well, I sang as both of them in two different shows. And do you know the musical Cats? I was in that too.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Yes, it was. I love wearing beautiful clothes and makeup to look like a different person. I also work with all kinds of people, actors, singers, musicians and directors.
4.
Excuse me, are you ready to order now?
Yes, we know what we want now. I'd like the spaghetti and a beer, please.
Lovely. And for you?
I'll have today's special and another glass of wine, please.
All right. Thank you.
And what do you do for work, Greg?
I'm a manager at a department store. I have to hire new people, train them, and make sure everybody gets paid on time.
Okay. It sounds like a lot of work. Do you like your job?
Yes, I like helping people. For example, when customers get angry, I have to think about how to treat them so that they feel like I am really helping them. I like to make things better for people.
5.
I also have to train my employees and show them how to treat customers in a professional way. Some of the customers can get very angry, you know.
Oh dear. So, what do you do when you have an angry customer?
Well, first I listen to what the customer has to say. I say, "I understand," many times, and I always stay calm. Then I apologize.
6.
I remember a customer who got very angry once. This customer was a woman, and she wanted to buy something. She told Charlotte, a member of my sales staff, that there was a discount of 30%. Charlotte said there wasn't, but the woman said that she saw a 30% discount sign. Charlotte still said no. She didn't know anything about it. So then the lady got mad and started saying very unfriendly things to Charlotte.
So, what did you do?
Well, the lady showed me the sign. I said she was right about the 30% off and apologized about the mistake. But then the lady said to Charlotte that she was stupid, and then she started shouting. Of course, I told her to go away. Sometimes people just go too far.
I agree. Hey, I think that's our order coming.
Here you are. Enjoy your meal.
7.
Did you like your meal? How was everything?
Very nice, thank you.
Wonderful, thanks.
Would you like anything for dessert?
No, thank you. We have to go. Just the bill, please.
Hey, Gregory, it's still early. Shall we go to the cinema?
That's a good idea. I think there's one close by. Let's see.
8.
Here we are. Let's see what films there are. Ah, a James Bond film, of course. And there are some other action films. What kind of film do you want to see, Louise?
Well, if it's not too long, any film is fine. I went to a film that was 3 hours once and I fell asleep.
I can understand that. I was in a cinema once, watching Star Trek. Something broke down and we had to wait for about 30 to 40 minutes for the film to start again.
Talk about bad service.
I know. What about action films? Do you like them too?
No, I like funny films better.
Okay, then we have to see if there are any comedies playing.
9.
Wait a minute. What time is it? Oh dear, it's a bit late, and I think some films have started already. Come on, let's ask the woman at the ticket office.
Good idea. That'll be faster.
Hi, good evening. We'd like 2 tickets, please. Is there anything funny playing?
Good evening. Have you made a reservation? It's very busy tonight. There are almost no tickets left. Let me see.
10.
Well, there's It's a Wonderful World. That film hasn't started yet, and there are some seats left. It's about a man who works in a circus and travels to a fantasy world.
Oh, that sounds great. Let's go to that one.
I don't know. I think that I'm a bit too old for that kind of film. It sounds more like a film for children.
Well, it's very popular with children, but also with adults. It's won 2 Oscars.
That may be true, but it doesn't sound like a film I would like. Could you tell me which other films there are?
11.
Well, if you like horror films, we are playing a film called Ghosts. The story is about Melanie, a girl who moves to a new house. Melanie doesn't know that someone has died there. As soon as she gets to the house, she feels that she is not alone. And she's right. There is someone else in the house. The reason she cannot see anyone is because it's actually a ghost. She tries to tell the police that the ghost wants to hurt her. But of course, they don't believe her.
It doesn't sound very funny, though. maybe even a bit too scary. Louise?
Yes, I think so too.
12. Okay. Well, there's also 100 Days, starring Lee Morrison. That's a comedy.
Oh, I like Lee Morrison. I've seen him in other films too. He's good. How long is the film?
It is about 90 minutes and starts at 8:30.
That's perfect. It won't end later than 10 o'clock. So, after that, we can also go to a club if we want to.
Yeah, all right. That's a good idea.
13.
Okay, so two adults for cinema 3 then. There are still some seats in the front, if that's all right with you.
Well, if there are no other seats, my neck always starts hurting from looking up.
And I can't see very well if I'm too close.
Okay, you can take seats 10 and 11 then. They are closer to the back of the room.
14.
What a lot of people. It's really full, isn't it?
Yes, all the seats are taken. It must be a good film. And there are lots of families, so it must be good for all ages. Those people over there are making a lot of noise, aren't they?
Oh, don't listen to them. I think they'll stop talking in a few moments.
I can't take it anymore. Be quiet!
Louise, there's no need to shout.
Well, they should be quiet. They're not the only people on this planet. They should think about other people too. I can't even hear the film.
15.
Well, that was a nice movie, don't you think?
Yes, I do. The actors were really good, and the story was really funny.
I'm glad those people stopped talking after you had told them to keep quiet.
Yes, I agree. You wanted to go to a dance club, right? I know a great place where all the famous people go. It's called Ivy Garden. I have a friend who works there. I think she can even get us in for free.
Fantastic! Let's go!
16. Einde van de toets.